Hello, this is Janet Meshagan Watson for Voice of the Last Days Ministry, and this is your wake-up call. The Lord is doing a great thing in the earth. Well, the word that is in my spirit today is scoffers. You know, there's a lot of scoffers out there. What's sad to me is many of them are those who once taught and believed the truth. In particular, I'm thinking about the truth concerning Jesus Christ coming and taking us away. What we reference as the rapture and all the arguments about whether or not that's in the Bible. As far as that word goes, it is in the Bible that we will be taken away with Christ before the greatest judgment comes upon the earth. But instead of giving you those scriptures today, and I have done that and will do that again, I want to talk about scoffers. They can really discourage you. They can cause so much trouble. Proverbs 19:28 says, "A disreputable witness scorns justice, and the mouth of the wicked devours iniquity. Judgments are prepared for scoffers, and beatings for the backs of fools." Scoffers, those that deny the truth or make fun of the truth, will be punished. Oh, if they would just remember from where they came and be drawn back. Proverbs 29:8 says, "Scoffers set a city aflame, but wise men turn away wrath." A few scoffers can come in and have everybody up in arms, upset, confused because of the fire that comes out of their mouth. And in this case, it's not the purifying fire as God's is. It's a fire of iniquity, or a burning towards iniquity. Hosea 7:5, the Lord says, "In the day of our king, princes have made him sick." Now this is talking about a celebratory day, particularly in honor of the king. "In the day of our king, princes have made him sick, inflamed with wine." In other words, this is a party scenario, and they're all getting drunk together. "He stretched out his hand with scoffers." In other words, he's taking part, he's drinking, he's partying with the very ones that are making fun of him. "They prepare their heart like an oven while they lie in wait. Their baker sleeps all night." And that literally means the anger that's within them, this plan that they've gotten together to actually destroy the king. "In the morning it burns like a flaming fire." Again, that's the kind of fire I'm talking about. Not the fire of God, but this burning of licentiousness and anger. Verse 7, "They are all hot like an oven and have devoured their judges. All their kings have fallen." Well, how have the kings fallen? At their hand, by their hand. "None of them calls upon me." These scoffers kill their judges, kill their kings, and make fools of them in the meantime. And then he goes on to explain, Ephraim, he's referencing the people of God, the children of Israel, by calling them Ephraim, "has mixed himself among the peoples. Ephraim is a cake unturned. Aliens have devoured his strength, but he does not know it. Yes, gray hairs are here and there on him, yet he does not know it." Very sad scenario. Those that have fallen away from God, in this instance, they didn't know that their strength was gone. We know the story of Samson, how he didn't know his strength was gone. Anytime we turn from the truth and we align ourselves with scoffers, our energy is gone. We may not know it immediately, but it's like a vine that's been cut. It doesn't wither immediately, but in just a little while you see, because it is not connected any longer, it withers, it dries up, and it is no more. It's just the same way when we separate ourselves from the truth by being with scoffers, taking part with scoffers, letting scoffers have a place in our life. What are they scoffing against? Again, as I said, in this case, the Word of God, and particularly the promise of the coming of Jesus Christ is what I'm referencing today. But it applies to any way in which people turn from the truth. 2 Peter 3:1. "Beloved, I now write to you this second epistle, in both of which I stir up your pure minds by ways of reminder, that you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets, and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior, knowing this first, that scoffers will come in the last days, walking according to their own lust, and saying, Where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. For this they willfully forget, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of water and in the water, by which the world that then existed perished, being flooded with water. But the heavens and the earth, which are now preserved by the same word, are reserved for fire until the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But, beloved, do not forget this one thing, that with the Lord one day is as a thousand years, and a thousand years is one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Look at Revelation 2:13. Jesus speaking, he's speaking to the angel at the church of Pergamos, and he says, "These things says he who has the sharp two-edged sword. I know your works and where you dwell, where Satan's throne is. And you hold fast to my name and did not deny my faith, even in the days in which Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was killed among you where Satan dwells. But I have a few things against you, because you have there those who hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to put a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed to idols, and to commit sexual immorality. Thus you also have those who hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which thing I hate. Repent, or else I will come to you quickly and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will give some of the hidden manna to eat, and I will give him a white stone, and on the stone a new name written, which no one knows except him who receives it." You see, there are scoffers all around. There are those that want to compromise the Word of God. And as we allow ourselves to be a part of it, we find ourselves on the inside becoming conformed to it. What should we be conformed to? The Word of God. And I want to point out to you what he said in verse 13, where he says, "And you hold fast to my name." There's not going to be a decline in scoffers. There's going to be more and more as the day of Jesus Christ appearing approaches. And you have to hold fast to what you know and not just listen to anything. If something confuses you and you feel bad about it, that's not the Holy Spirit. We don't have any part with those that are scoffers. Revelation 3:11, Jesus said, "Behold, I am coming quickly. Hold fast what you have, that no one may take your crown. He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of God, and he shall go out no more. I will write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from God, and I will write on him my new name." Notice he again said, "Hold fast what you have." Why? Because there is an increase in evil, there is an increase in temptation, and there is an increase in scoffers all around. And as I said earlier, even those that once believed the truth and taught the truth and lived according to the truth have now believed a lie and walk after a deception, and they forget what they once knew. Jesus Christ is coming. Make no mistake, it doesn't matter who scoffs at it or who doesn't understand it or who tries to explain it away or make it symbolic. Jesus Christ himself is going to come and gather us, and he will save us from the worst part of the tribulation. Exactly when, I don't know, but I know that I'm looking for him. And yes, I'm working while I'm looking. Don't you want to make sure that you're not one of those scoffers, that you're always doubting what God has said? Don't you want to make sure that as the day of Jesus Christ appearing gets closer, that you're holding fast to what you know, the truth that you have received, the revelation? Well, all we have to do is ask that we continue to be led by the Holy Spirit and close our ear to those that are scoffers. Not because we're afraid they're going to change our mind. Some people say, "Well, you don't listen to it because you're afraid that they'll have a valid point." No, I already know what I know about what Jesus Christ has said. So in listening to it, all I'm doing is causing confusion. And I don't want to be a part of that. Let's pray about this. Father, I thank you that you are not the author of confusion. Lord, when you are in our hearts and minds, there is peace. I thank you, Lord, that you give us the wisdom to know the difference between those with whom we can share what we know, that can be challenged and then convinced of the truth, the difference between those and the ones that have known the truth and have rejected it and have become scoffers in their hearts. Lord, we don't want to spend time wasted upon those and yet leave those that could and would hear the word left untouched. I thank you, Lord, that if there's any scoffing in our lives where we rise up against the word or rise up against what you have said or doubt in our heart, that you'd forgive us and you help us, Lord, to truly hold fast to that which we know and that which has been entrusted with us, the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I thank you that you have rebuked and exiled the devourer for our sake, so that only your word is manifest in and through us. It is in Jesus' name and authority and under his blood that we pray, and everybody said, Amen. Well, I'm going to leave you with Proverbs 22:10 out of the Amplified. It says, drive out the scoffer and contention will go out. Yes, strife and abuse will cease. Maybe you need to choose your friends a little better. And maybe you need to choose your own thoughts a little better. Let's not be a part of this end time movement toward becoming a scoffer. Let's hold fast to what God has said. Jesus is coming soon, and he's going to take us to be with him. I'm praying for you.